breaks everything down to numbers, just the tiniest things. And well, basically all the guys down there we did is he would put a projected number based on strength tests we did. And a lot of people had pretty high numbers. I did too. He projected me at 102 if I do everything right, the big frame and stuff. But really just taught me a lot of stuff about using my body, getting once me striding at least 7 feet towards the plate to get even more perceived velocity. And just I just learned a whole lot from him. I'm still going to work with them going forward. And it was a lot of fun. Good learning experience, too.
Yeah, I can imagine it was, because for me, I could see, I don't want to say instantly, but I asked you like that first couple of times out, are you working on really stretching it out? I could see the differences, and as you got more and more comfortable, it was obvious.
Yeah, it was hard at first getting used to striding out that far, but once I got a hold of it, it just felt like I couldn't even feel my arm. I just went with my body and my arm would follow. And then at first, honestly, I couldn't feel the ball coming out, but some of the guys were like, you look like you're throwing a lot harder. And it's like, man, I can't even feel my arm right now when I'm throwing it, but it was good. It was fun too.
All right. Well, it's not the elephant in the room, but it's the question to ask, because your dad, not just say part of one of the most famous sports teams in American history, Big Red Machine, yeah, he's a legend right here. That's hard enough. So, right, you know, he's in the Shasta County Sports Hall of Fame and all that. And you didn't get to see him play, but you recognize his career.
He's been around a lot. He talks to a lot of guys. He knows a ton of people. Just got a lot of knowledge, and I just try to pick up everything I can from him. He knows a lot about baseball. I mean, he's been in the game for 52 years professionally, so hell of a career.
I guess you got a nephew that's in AAA. Is that how that works out?
Yeah. He's my nephew, my dad's grandson. It's my half-sister, my older half-sister's son, and he got his first debut the Giants in the big leagues. He had six innings.
Yeah,
six strikeouts. Yeah, he's good. He got sent back down, but he'll probably be back up there soon. He's their number one pitching prospect right now in the minors, so I'm happy for him too.
You've been a part of this Colt 45s thing. Now, you were out here last summer, right?
Yeah.
So what is it like? Year to year, teams are so dramatically different this year from last year. This is a small ball team. Pitching's become the strength as the summer's gone along.
Yeah.
But what's going to be remembered as the personality of this team when you look back?
Honestly, I made a lot of friends this year. A lot of fun guys. some guys work real hard out here. It's a younger team definitely than it was last year. A little different, but a lot of good, young, talented guys. I think once they get older, they'll definitely be really great players.
All right, Billy Plummer, thanks so much. It's been fun watching you pitch this year. You can watch pitch for a long time. All right, we'll be back with the lineups and more from tonight's game at Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Play our Fishing Around Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Swipe daily with free slot play. Prizes are a brand new range of bass boats. This boat is built for whatever is biting. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Wednesday, July 31st, where you could win a brand new Ranger fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Imagine casting your line and reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The catch of a lifetime. Fishing Around Swipe to Win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
That was fun sitting down speaking with Billy Plummer, and I'm looking forward to watching his progress, as we are all these guys as they move forward. But three new players on the team tonight, which is often the case, especially late in the season for clubs, guys that have been maybe a part of things earlier or are back from some of their other summer work. But we're going to have a first in a long time. We'll tell you about that in the starting lineup, but the Tweak Twins from Red Bluff High School, they still have 1 year to go, but they're two of the top prospects for colleges in the North State. Both Bryce and Blake will be in the lineup tonight. They're in uniform for the Colt 45s, who needed a boost with some numbers, and so that ought to be kind of fun. We'll tell you about that in a minute. And also, they've added Easton Waterman out of Shasta College. He'll be going to Point Loma Nazarene, so he is in uniform, took batting practice, worked out with the guys today. He'll be available to help out as needed. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game as the managers exchange lineup cards at home plate. Leading off out in right field, Coleman Brigman. Caden Connor is in left field, hitting second for the Pacific Union Financial Capitalists. Batting third, Mac Bingham. He's in center. Aaron Roberts hit the big home run, had a double as well last night. He's batting cleanup at first base. Dalton Bowling is the designated hitter. Devereaux Harrison starts at third base tonight. Dawson Brigman is there at shortstop. Dawson, the older of the two brothers, he goes to Santa Clara. They needed him in as a kind of an emergency addition to their roster. And so he is in the lineup again tonight. Ethan Cloyd behind the plate catching. And Josh Kosevich is at second base. Cloyd will be catching Joseph King. Both of them are going to Cal this fall. For the Colt 45s, Peyton Edwards will be DHing tonight and leading off. Andy Bayena has the night off. Julian Kodama is playing third base. He'll hit second. Brendan Roop is the shortstop, batting third. Tanner Tweed out in right field hits quick cleanup tonight. Daniel Duarte will be catching, batting fifth. Nick Horsley hits sixth. He's playing first base tonight. Is Chris Brew also getting the night off? And here's the story for you. Bryce Tweed will be out in center field. His twin brother, Blake, will be out in left field. So I guess you could put him up there with the DiMaggio's, Dom. Is it Dom Vin? Is it Vin DiMaggio? Gosh, Dad, I can't believe I would forget. And this guy named Joe. And, of course, the Alou brothers, Felipe, Matty Jesus. So there you go. You got the tweets all playing the same outfield. It's not professional, obviously. It's summer collegiate baseball, but a sign of things to come. And Bryce hitting seventh. Blake will be hitting eighth. And Connor McCoy will be at second base tonight. Eamon Velarde will be on the hill for your Colt 45s. And Eamon coming in, making his eighth starting assignment for the Colt 45s. 2-3 on the season. And a 5.07 earn run average. The umpires for tonight's game, you can probably hear, we're probably being overrun by Baron Browning on the PA tonight. A little bit loud introducing the lineup, and it's part of the fun out at the ballpark. At home plate will be Thomas Hutler, Johnny Smith, and Zach Snell will be out on the bases. The rest of the lineup being introduced behind me, as I mentioned. We'll also have coming up a little bit later on tonight, this weekend, tomorrow, we have the Puff Caps will be here as well to finish up that series. Last year, the two teams were slated to play against one another. And they were, unfortunately, because of the car fire, the last half dozen games of the summer had to be canceled for the Colt 45s. And so that's one of the other nice things that's going on. So right now, the Tweet brothers being introduced.
Number 19, Tweet. Tweet.
Can you hear that going on? I'm guessing you can hear it bleeding over. Colt 45s will be wearing their sleeveless the sleeveless jerseys. So they're gold jerseys with black undershirts, white trim, and black edges. The black striping down the pant legs of both sides. Their opponents wearing black uniform jerseys with gray numerals and green edging, gray pants as well for the Caps from Pacific Union Financial in the Bay Area. Now let's listen in to our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the gallantly streaming,
a beautiful rendition of the national anthem out at the ballpark tonight. And we're just about ready to play some baseball. Very, very light breeze. Nothing really to cool the players off out there is blowing out, but not expecting that to sustain at all. Here at Tiger Field, the dimensions of the ballpark, 320 down the left field line, 310 down the right field line, 406 to dead center field, 358 to left center, and 370 to right center. Eamon Velarde is finishing his warm-up tosses. Defensively, here's what the Colt 45s look like out on the field. Nick Horsley at first base, Connor McCoy at second, Brendan Roop is at short, and Julian Kadamu at his long 22-game hitting streak snapped last night. He's over at third base. In the outfield tonight, we just have to say Tweet catches it because we've got a Tweet left, center, and right. It's Blake Tweet in left, Bryce in center, and Tanner in right. And, yes, they have all played together, of course, because they led Red Bluff to the section championship just a couple of years ago, the two younger twins. One twin has already committed to Nevada, Reno. He's the left-hander. That's Bryce. And the right-hander, Blake, has yet to commit, still considering Reno and other schools as well. As for Easton Waterman, we mentioned he was joining the club as well, and we'll tell you about him when he gets some action. But it'll be fun to watch the Tweet brothers out there. I'm sure they're a little bit nervous, but doesn't surprise me to see them out there because they certainly have that level of talent, and they're playing against guys tonight who are very, very similar to them in age and prospect-wise, too, I think it'd be fair to say. Right, leading it off is Coleman Brigman. He will be attending Santa Clara in the fall. He came in defensively in the game, and he did have a run batted in last night. It'll be Brigman, Caden Connor, batting second. He's attending Cal State Fullerton, and Mac Bingham will hit third this inning. First pitch from Eamon Velarde was a strike. Second pitch fouled back out of play. Going to maybe hit the concession stand, but the fans are already enjoying their foul ball call. So it's an 0-2 count already. Velarde doing what he generally does, which is throw strikes. When Eamon's pitching well, that's the key. 33 2/3 innings. He's 2-3 this summer, and he gets strike three on the leadoff hitter, Coleman Brigman. So good start for Eamon Velarde. Eamon, a 2-3 record, a 5.07 earned run average. Opponents are hitting just .246 against him. He has 32 strikeouts in 33 2/3 innings, 17 walks. We've got the Geese making their first flyby of the night out in the outfield. Checking out the Tweet brothers all out there. Now the left-handed hitting Connor comes up. Velarde, a right-hander, big guy, 6'5", out of Wairika. He'll be entering his sophomore season at Feather River College. His last start, he went 5 1/3, gave up 4 runs, no earned runs against the Nighthawks in a win. And that was on July 20th. Just 2 hits in those 5 1/3, 2 walks, and 9 strikeouts. Swung on, laced towards center field. Coming in is Tweet. He'll take it on a hop for the first hit of the ball game. So, first hit of the game. Connor with a single to center. Connor's the one we told you going to Cal State Fullerton. Now here's the right-handed batting Mac Bingham. Bingham is attending Arizona, 5'10", 190-pound right-handed hitter. Last night he was 1-for-5 as a DH. First pitch over for a strike. So Eamon's done nothing but throw strikes so far. Nice crowd. I think they've gotten a good head start on their fun today with the softball game and concession stand's been open. 0-1 pitch from Velarde. One little low. Nice block by Duarte. Daniel Dorte behind the plate. He'll be attending Benedictine in Arizona. In Mesa. 1-1 pitch coming. Good lead at first for Connor. Not going anywhere. Swung on, missed. Velarde's fastball showing some zip right now. Now, this is the early part of the game where, even though the days are shorter, we are seeing the streaks of shadows. So Velarde, pretty tall guy, 6'5". He's half of his body is in the sun, and then the shadows start coming into home plate there. Runner is going. Off-speed swung on, missed. Throw a little bit high. I think he stole it anyway. Stolen base for Connor. And that's strike three. So Bingham goes down on strike, second strikeout. But Connor does steal the base. So Aaron Roberts now comes to the plate. Boy, he made Jacob Marquez pay last night. The long home run. Really good-looking big right-handed hitter. And we know many of you weren't able to listen last night, so we may be repeating some information for you. But he had a good night at the plate. He was a 2-for-2, a 2-run scored. Got hit in the backside, the lower back with a pitch, and walked once as well. First pitch to him is a strike. Velarde's coming out and challenging him. There's a fastball fouled back, out of play. Aaron Roberts standing in, 6'3", 215. He's already down in the count, 0-2. We mentioned last night out of Desert Oasis, one of several guys going to Cal in this lineup. All USA baseball first teamer, USA Today. Max Preps, high school first team All-American. Collegiate Baseball News, first team All-American. Nevada Gatorade, player of the year, et cetera, et cetera. And he could pitch, too. 1-2 delivery, change up, just a little low. Couldn't get him to whiff at that. Out of Las Vegas. 2-2 pitch coming. Flag has predictably gone dormant. The light wisp of a breeze we had is gone. Foul tip, swung on and missed. Took a big cut, strike three. So Velarde gets three strikeouts here in the first. Leaving Connor on base, who singled and stole a base. And we head now to the bottom of the first inning. Colt 45's coming to bat. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us this summer for Maker Wednesdays with drop-in activities designed for all ages to make, create, collaborate, and discover something new. Bring your preschooler for our Little Explorers program every Thursday at 10 a.m. Turtle Bay also offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month. Turtle Bay's ongoing education programs are included with admission and always free for members. Visit turtlebay.org for upcoming events.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Bottom of the first inning, scoreless game. Colt 45's coming to bat for the first time. They will face the right-hander, Joseph King, one of several players going to Cal. He caught last night, 6'3", 190-pounder. This summer for them, he's making his eighth appearance. This is actually his first start. He's pitched 12 and a third innings. Has no win-loss record, but does have one save. He's given up six hits in those 12 and a third. And seven earned runs, 11 walks, and 15 strikeouts in those innings. He's a big, lanky right-hander going to Cal. And his catcher will be going there with him. Actually, they're both catchers. Ethan Cloyd is his battery mate tonight. And the rest of their lineup behind him, Aaron Roberts is over at first base. Josh Kasevich at second, Dawson Brigman is at shortstop, Deborah Harrison at third base. Caden Connor in left field, Mac Bingham in center, and Coleman Brigman, the brother of Dawson Brigman, is in right field. And no, they aren't twins, but we do have brothers in the lineup for both teams. As we mentioned, Dom and Vince and Joe DiMaggio, the Alou brothers, not too shabby. I mean, I might be elevating their status a little bit. Leadoff hitter, talking about the tweaks. Leadoff hitter, Peyton Edwards, breaks his bat as he hits a roller to third. It's fielded there by Harrison, and he kicked it around for a second, but he was able to get Edwards. And there's a piece of firewood. And that is the secret to the tri-tip I have learned. Rick Bassetti uses bat wood to get that steady, hot, I'm not kidding, that steady, hot firewood to get the tri-tip. I'm going to try to get some video of that next week. So that'll bring up Julian Kudama. First pitch over to Julian for a strike. He has had one heck of a summer, hitting 370. No homer, 16 runs batted in since joining the club, and he had a 22-game hitting streak. He'd hit in every game he played until last night. A 455 on-base percentage as well. What a great summer he's had. He built on his solid freshman campaign at Seattle University, and it's been fun to watch him hit this summer for the Colt 45s. Now down to the count, 0-2. With one out here in the top bottom of the first. Foul tip, King rearing back, throwing some heat there. Joseph King on the hill. He's out of Redwood City, California. Woodside High School there. And his catcher's Joseph, the pitcher. Ethan, the catcher. Probably talking about what classes they're going to sign up for at Cal. Or maybe not. Probably not. But again, a fun night tonight. Big crowd. Raffles going on for the scholarship fund for Caltrans. They had their big game, their charity game this afternoon. I'm pretty sure all those fans have stuck it out. Here's an 0-2 pitch. Now coming to Kudama, King delivers off speed up, 1-2. 3 umpire crew, as mentioned before the start of the game. Coaches for the Colt 45s, of course, the manager is Barrett Fasking. And this one, plate bouncer, high bouncer towards first. The first baseman couldn't see it. He lost it off the bat in the sun. He let his teammates know. He kind of backed off and held his hand up, which is the right thing to do. He's gonna ask for some sunglasses, I think, now. I mean, that was one where he let his teammates know right away, I don't have it. By the time the second baseman came over and the pitcher came over, Kudama had already beat it out. So it's an infield hit for Kudama, and Brendan Roop comes to the plate. Brendan finally woke up the Colt 45s last night with an RBI triple in the bottom of the ninth. Right-handed hitter out of South Grand Prairie High School in Texas. Brendan hitting a cool 300. He and Tweet lead the club with 3 triples, but he leads the team by himself with 8 doubles. Third on the team with 3 homers and a team-leading 38 runs batted in this year. 1-0 pitch coming to the right-handed batter. Good fastball inside. 1-0. So Brendan Roop would like to build on that triple last night. He mentioned this is a tough time for hitters. We talked a little bit about it because there's a building just out past center field that in a major league park would be covered in green or black. Swung on, laced into left field, base hit. Kudama will have to hold at second base. But Brendan told me it's hard to pick up the ball right about this time of the night because there's a tall building that would be what we'd call the hit batter's eye. They would cover that. But instead, we're not at a major league field. So there's a white building with a blue roof right behind the pitcher, and it's sometimes difficult to pick it up. So you have to concentrate. Brendan concentrated there. 2 hits here in the first. And men at first and second, 1 out for Tanner Tweet. sweet hitting 288. Five homers. That leads the club in 19 runs batted in 27 games as he has worked his way back from that hand surgery at Sac City College. And how much fun is it tonight to be back in the same lineup with his brothers? I'm guessing it's the first time they've been in the lineup together since Red Bluff won the section championship a couple of years ago. Isn't that great? And that is the fun I'm alluding to about the DiMaggio's, the Alou's all playing together. We're not in the big leagues, but it's fun. 1-0. Good lead. They're playing way behind the runner at first. This one swung on and hit towards right center field. The center fielder goes over, though, and he will make the catch. Tagging at second, Kodama. Runner cut off. The throw cut off, so men on the corners. No sack fly there for Tweet, but he does his job. He hit the ball well, almost to the track. Again, some nights when we've got a breeze blowing, that one would have been, at the very least, hitting some brick out there in the outfield. Or possibly more. But there's no carry to the ball this last week. Week and a half out here. So Kadama's at third now. Roop stays at first. Tweet with that long fly. And Daniel Dorte now, an opportunity with two outs. Dorte, the right-handed batter, just rejoined the club after a couple of months in collegiate league in Florida. So he's hitting just 158 in just a handful of at-bats. No homers, two RBI. He does have, of his three hits, one of them's a double. But he's gotten on base as well, six walks in those six games, and hit by a pitch as well. Daniel, right-handed batter. The righty King checks the runner. Little flare off his fist towards right field, but it just hooks foul. So Duarte just fought it off. Kodama thought he scored. Thought he was going to score on that one. Well, they're going early to the cowbell here in the loudspeakers. Right-handed batter. Somewhat of a crouch stance, swung on. High bouncing ball left side in the hole. Shortstop grabs it, makes the good, strong, long throw. Well played by Dawson Brigman for out number three. The Colt 45 threatened a couple of hits and men in the corners. We can't bring them across. So we'll go now to the top of the second. We're scoreless at Tiger Field. Colt 45s and Pacific Union Financial Caps on KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Scoreless game, top of the second. Eamon Velarde on the bump for the Colt 45s. Good, showed good stuff in the first, struck out three. Now, Eamon has had a very consistent summer. He had a stretch where he left club to go on a pre-planned trip to Hawaii. And that kind of threw him for a loop. His starts at the end of June and early July were not his best. And He had a stretch where he has not posted a win since back on June 7th, so he's lost three of his last five starts. But the Colt 45s have won two of those. I'd mentioned earlier that he had a win. He didn't get the win in the 5-4 win over the Nighthawks on the 20th, but he pitched well enough to get the win in that one. At the start of the year, he won his first two starts over the Kings and over Chico, giving up just an earned run in each of his first three starts. He went 8, 6, and 5 innings, and then the time came off for Hawaii, so he kind of lost his mojo there when he came back and got himself back in shape, and this is hopefully looking like his third strong starting performance now in the month of July. That one fouled off. The leadoff hitter is Dalton Bowling this inning. Dalton, right-handed batter. And Bowling's got some pop. Swings and lines one into left field for a base hit. And that'll bring up their third baseman tonight, Devereaux Harrison. Harrison's a dirtbag, and that is, I'm not being mean. I'm actually looking at a fan who is a Long Beach State fan behind home plate wearing his dirtbag shirt while a dirtbag is batting, and I don't think he realizes that this guy's going to Long Beach State because he just got up and left. He's going to the concession stand. He's the only guy here wearing a Long Beach State shirt. Well, there's a Long Beach State player up. Well, I might have to go down and tell him that. Yeah, I think he's here as a Colt 45 fan, but, boy, that's harsh. No love to Devereaux Harrison, which is fine because he plays for the other team, but, you know. Right-handed hitter. No balls and a strike. The count with Dalton Bowling at the plate. He kind of lifts his long stride, lifts his foot up a little bit. Harrison's been a regular for him, hitting 312 this summer with four homers, 18 runs batted in. Takes that one over for a strike, 1-2. He was 0-2 in last night's game. Reached on an error and did score a run. Yep. 0-1, excuse me. That one fouled off, tipped, couldn't hold on. Count stays at 1-2. Velarde has the good fastball so far. He's moving it around out there. Bowling has a couple of stolen bases this summer for them. Pretty good lead over there. Not going. Foul, curveball swung on and missed. Strike three. So, Velarde gets him to chase one there, and that'll bring up Dawson Brigman. He's their shortstop. Nice play to end the last inning. Made it look routine. He's going to Santa Clara. Well, his brother is also on the team, as I mentioned. That's Coleman Brigman, also going to Santa Clara. Runner going here. Plate bouncer, but it bounces foul. This Brigman just played in his first game last night against the Colt 45s. Had a hit, RBI, and also got a hit with a pitch. Standing in. Here's the 0-1. Fastball high, bouncer towards third. Kodama Fields goes to second for one. On to first, double play. Turned over nicely by Connor McCoy at second base. So the 5-4-3 ends the inning. So far, so good for the Colt 45s. We head to the bottom of the second. We're scoreless. Summer Collegiate Woodbat Baseball on KCNR.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse, a timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalennikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
It'll be Nick Horsley, the first baseman tonight. Bryce Tweet and Blake Tweet. That's right. The Tweet twins from Red Bluff High School joining their brother Tanner in the lineup for the Colt 45s tonight. So we'll get our first look at them. And that'll be fun. And they'll be, I'm sure, the team, one of the teams to beat in the North State baseball-wise this year. And they'll get their test against this guy out on the hill for them, Joseph King. King, a lanky right-hander. Short hair, high stirrups, high socks. And the first pitcher in the bottom of the second to the right-handed hitting Horsley is a fastball swing on and miss.
Child Gregory Carly Ray, looking for her mama, daddy, siblings, whoever. Please come to the dugout where your
team is here. 0-1 pitch coming to the right-handed batter, Nick Horsley. Getting to play a little first base, played a little last night. Check swing. That one's over for a strike, 0-2. Tell you, tonight you are feeling that you were feeling the heat today. Those folks like Rick Bassetti who's out here all day, I don't know. Of course, he's a longtime North Stater. But now, of course, showing up at the ball game, no problem. It's nice and cool and comfortable in the evening compared to today. But it was a hot one. Swings and misses the fastball there, strike three. Pretty good stuff from King to Horsley. And it brings up Bryce Tweet. So Bryce, the left-handed hitter, both of the twins have long, curly, dark hair. All you have to do is look them in the eyes, and you can tell them they're related to their brother. And they have their little brother and dad are here, and well, gosh, I mean, if you saw them walking at Disneyland, you'd be able to tell that they were all brothers because they sure do look a lot alike, even the little guy. That pitch fouled back, or excuse me, bounced up there back to the screen. So this is my first look at the Tweet twins. Bryce, left-handed hitter. He's the one who's already committed to Nevada Reno. Left-handed batter standing in. Both wearing two-tone, or using two-tone brown-handled black top bats. That one's a little bit inside. Tune-up. They don't seem to be too nervous. Gotta have some butterflies, though. And here's the 2-0 pitch. Checked his swing. Did he go? He's got good hands. You can see he's got good hands. Three balls and no strikes. I mean, strong hands, because a lot of guys wouldn't have been able to check that swing there. They're not as thick as their brother. Both of them about 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. That 3-0 pitch is over for a strike. Their brother listed at 6 foot 190. I think there's probably a little more on Tanner. Maybe an inch as well. We'll have to size him up. Tanner's definitely thicker across the board. 3-1 pitch. That one's low, ball four, so we have a base runner hustling down to first, like the fans like to see, is Bryce Tweet. First walk issued in the game by Joseph King, and it brings up his twin brother, Blake. Here's how you tell them different. Blake's hitting right-handed because they sure do look a lot alike. They're both sporting teenage beards, a little bit of the summer beard there. And the right-handed batter waits. Good lead at first for Bryce. He's not going. First pitch right at Blake's chin. He spins back out of the way. A ball and no strikes. Tweet on, tweet up. Ball, no strikes. Good cut. Fouled that one back. Ball and a strike to count. So Tanner got his first at-bat last inning. Hit the ball pretty well out to center. We're used to seeing that. Moving the runner over to third, but... This is our first look at Blake and Bryce. Here's the 1-1 to the right-handed hitting tweet. Swings through that one. Good cutter down low. 1-2. From the stretch, he looks, peers in for the sign, now turns and check the runner at first. A good lead for Bryce. Ball and two strikes. Not going. Swung on. Broke the bat. Smashed it off his foot. But he's all right. The bat is not. But he is. And for these guys, though, I'm sure they've been hitting with the wood bat. You know, it's just not the same until you get up there and you hit that next level. Most guys now... The transition is much, much easier. In the 80s and the 90s, when the bats were still kind of crazy in the college and high school level, where the ball just came exploding off of them. They were so light and so powerful. They've since changed those things to make them safe and more like a wood bat. Wood bats just weren't available enough readily for guys to play with them in the summer and so on. But that's many more manufacturers now at this stage of the game, and many more people use them. And, you know, we may see more at the college level. Runner not going, fouled off. Kind of held back on it a little bit. Showed a nice quick stroke there. 1-2 the count. But my point there that I was going to make is you would see guys, like I can remember Robin Ventura, a great career at Oklahoma State. I saw him play, go straight to Double A. I didn't think he would... He looked horrible with a wood bat. And I remember his coaches talking about he was struggling with the transition. That was his first couple of weeks. He didn't struggle for long and had a great major league career. But there were many guys that, you know, they weren't hitting with it every day at that point in college. Now more and more they're using them in the batting cages and so on. They are, it could be costly for them, but because they do break. But it's what you got to be able to prove you can do if you want to play at the next level. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Off speed. Swung on. Lines it down the right field line into the corner. Base hit. Taking a big turn. Going to head to second. Blake Tweet is at second. Now he stumbles. Going to go to third. Bryce scores. And looky, looky. He is out at third base. Oh, my. Blake would have made it if he didn't stumble. Making the turn at second base. Barrett Fasking is wanting to ask for help on that play. No, he's not. He's giving a high five to the other tweet. So the Twins produce. Bryce scores the game's first run. Blake doubles him home, but is thrown out at third base. It's going to be, I believe, 9-4-5 for the second out. He had the triple if he didn't stumble a little bit out by second base. That's exciting, and it was just a good piece of hitting. Went with it, flared it, hit it sharply down the right field line, and it got in the corner. Right-handed batting Connor McCoy now at the plate. Connor will be playing college ball for the first time, just like the opponents on the other team. He'll be an incoming freshman at Shasta College. the right-handed batter, Cottonwood, takes a couple of pitches, 2-0. Connor at 258. No homers, 8 RBI. He has a double and a triple. Ball got away. The umpire had to go back and get the baseball. Peyton Edwards was slacking on that one. The on-deck hitter usually does here at this park. It's just such a small park. They don't have ball boys. So that's ball three, 3-1. Connor doesn't like whatever's going on with his batting glove. It must have tore on his left hand, so he's gone. He's going bare left hand, glove on the right. 3-1 pitch coming to Connor McCoy. Fastball over inside corner, and he threw the bat away. Oops, oops, oops. Hustles to get it. He's still up, 3-2. Does want to upset the home plate umpire. Behind the dish is Thomas Hutler. He's not real vocal with his strike call, not quick and vocal. Here's a payoff. Fastball, that one's low, ball four. So McCoy does indeed draw the second walk of the inning. And we're to the top of the order for Peyton Edwards, who grounded out to third base to start things off. I believe he broke a bat. So we've already got a couple of broken bats tonight. Peyton hitting 222. Two homers, 17 runs batted in, 10 walks. Five times he's been hit by a pitch, and that's in only 19 games. Missed several with injury. He's had a good year of baseball. Excellent season for Shasta. He'll be going to Cal State Monterey Bay. I believe they're the Otters. That's a pretty good nickname. I like that. First pitch was a ball to him. Not a big lead for McCoy. And here's the pitch. Fastball over for a strike. Oh, a little bit up. 2-0. We'll get you up to date on some scores from around AAA and the major leagues. And now their coach is going to come out and have a little chat with King. King's actual, his jersey's kind of come undone. So he's kind of doing, I don't know if he needs to button that up a little bit, unless that's the look he's going for. But quickly, they've got an arm heading out to the pen. Josh White also going to Cal. Josh White gets out there, heading out there to get loose in the bullpen. So here's the 2-0 pitch. It'll be coming to Peyton Edwards. He was 0 for last night as the DH. DHing exclusively the rest of the summer, it appears. Not playing in the infield as those knees get back to shape. That one's over for a strike, 2-1. Here's a 2-1 delivery. McCoy stretching his lead out just a little bit. Lights will be coming on soon. Off speed, swung on and missed. He got Peyton to chase one there. Sacramento tonight. We mentioned Connor Menez. We heard from his uncle, Billy Plummer, in the pregame show. Didn't get the win, but had a good start last night. Didn't pitch enough innings to get the win. Sacramento at home against Tacoma. They're trailing 2-0. That's in the third. Here's the right-handed batting Edwards waiting. Runner is going here. Swung on, popped it right side, running a long way as Coleman Brigman now in foul territory, and he will make that catch for out number three. Ran a long way to get it for the third out of the inning. But the Colt 45s draw first blood here in the second. An RBI double by Blake Tweet brings his twin brother Bryce home. How about that for a start for the Tweet twins? Nicole 45 is leading 1-0, heading to the third. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Mary's Pizza Shack is excited to announce our beautiful new outdoor patio at Mary's downtown location. Come dine al fresco with the family and friends and sip a little wine, enjoy a beer from our tap shack and your favorite dish while relaxing to the sound of the vibrant waterfall. The new patio has room for 40. It's shaded for comfort during the day and draped with sparkling lights for the perfect mood at night. Come dine with us indoors or now outdoors in the new Mary's Pizza Shack patio. Mary's Pizza Shack, 1177 Shasta Street, downtown Redding.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Redding. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Colt 45's pitcher Eamon Velarde might have some changes in the field. Let's see. Oh, no, the umpires are just talking things over, needing to cool off, get some water. The Pacific Union Financial Caps, the PUF Caps, sending their catcher, Ethan Cloyd, to the plate. Started off, Josh Kasevich hits second, and their leadoff hitter, top of the order, Coleman Brigman, due up third. First pitch to Cloyd from him, and Velarde fouled off. Came in last night and had a pretty good bad memory for the Colt 45s. As he stepped in and hit a three-run homer in the ninth. Off Nick Schrodel, right-handed hitter. So I guess we could tell you he has some pop. Here's the 0-1 pitch to him. Velarde's fast changeup away, 1-1. Cloyd hitting just .238 for them this summer. That was his second homer last night, 19 RBI. Lines one foul, left side. Out in the Major League world, Padres leading the Giants right now 5-1, bottom of the sixth. Tatis hit a homer there. Colt 45's finally got a run in the sixth inning. They were being shut out. Pablo Sandoval, the Panda, got an RBI single. 1-2. Changeup swung on, missed, struck him out. Good changeup from Eamon. Gets the first out of inning number three. That'll bring up Josh Kasevich. Kasevich, the second baseman tonight. 6'2", 215 Oregon signee. Another guy who came into last night's game and had a single late. Right-handed batter. He's hitting .367 for them this summer. No homers, 8 runs batted in. First pitch. Over for a strike, I believe. Unless I imagined it. Velarde delivers. Nice change. That one's over. 0-2. Padres leading the Giants. That's now top seven. That was top seven. Still is. The A's looking good tonight. Up 5-0 over the Rangers. Laureano, Chapman, Simeon, Kanha. How do you say his name? I need to look that one up. All have had long balls tonight for the A's at the Coliseum. Boy, A's and Giants both having a fun summer right about now, aren't they? Orioles leading the Angels 6-5, top six in Anaheim. Ohtani got a homer run tonight. Severino a two-run homer as well in that contest. That one fouled back, 0-2 the count. A final in 12, Teoscar's walk-off caps a two-homer game for the Blue Jays as they win in 12, 10-9 over the Rays. Red Sox beat the Yanks again, 9-5. This pitch swung on, bounced right side, Horsley backhands from his knee, throws it to Velarde, but it gets away from Eamon. Nick just hurried his throw a little bit, and it was just a hair behind Eamon. But, boy, he made a nice play going to his right going down to a knee to backhand it. Showed some good range there. I'm not sure who they're going to give the error to. My guess is they will give it to Horsley. But it was a tough play. Yeah, they're giving it to Nick. That wasn't a sloppy lose your concentration error. That was, a guy that hadn't played there a lot, making a nice play, but rushing his throw a little bit. Swung on, bounced left side. Kodama has it over to second one. McCoy turns it to first. Double play. So no harm, no foul on the error. Turned nicely again. The second 5-4-3 double play to end an inning in this game for the Colt 45s. We go to the bottom of the third. Reading up 1-0 on Pacific Union Financial. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott, and this year Linda and I are having a staycation at Holiday Harbor. Great facilities, boats, and of course the Harbor Cafe. Harbor Cafe is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great food, beer, wine, and of course mimosas in the morning. Add that to the views of Lake Shasta, and there's no reason to go anywhere else. We love Holiday Harbor and the Harbor Cafe. That's a staycation every family will enjoy. Holiday Harbor.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Here in the third, Julian Kodama will lead it off. Kodama, Roop, and Tweet. Colt 45's up 1-0. Run produced by Tanner Tweet's brothers, the twins, Bryce and Blake. Bryce walked, and Blake darn near tripled him home. He doubled him home and got gunned down over at third base, and he would have gotten it if not for a stumble over the second base bag. But that's a good start. Back to the scoreboard. Dodgers did defeat the Nationals 9-3. Is there a hole anywhere in the L.A. lineup? Smith had a homer and six RBI. I just think everybody goes big for them. Incredible offensive team. Mariners beat the Tigers 8-1. Diamondbacks in Miami beat the Marlins 9-2. Ahmed had a grand slam in that game. First pitch to Kodama's ball, 1-0. Braves scored 7 runs in the third inning and cruised to a 15-7 win over the Phillies. Brewers beat the Cubs 5-3. Ura had a walk-off, 2-run homer. Ura. Reds beat the Rockies 3-1. Mets shut out the Pirates 3-0. Mats got his first career shutout. White Sox down the Twins 5-1 in Chicago. Astros in St. Louis beat the Cards 8-2. Correa had a slam, 5 RBI in that one for Houston. Next pitch misses. It's now 3-0 on Julian Kodama. And the Indians beat the Royals 9-1. Kipnis had a grand slam in the first inning. Man, your starting pitcher there. You like that, don't you? So here's the 3-0 pitch. Let's see if Julian has the green light. He takes it for a strike regardless. So he had his 22-game hitting streak snapped last night. Got a hit in the first, an infield hit. So he's hit safely in 23 of 24 games. Not bad. Either way you look at that, 3-1 pitch. Fastball, high bouncer towards second. Fielded there, throws, has plenty of time to get the speedy Kodama at first, out number one here in the third. That brings up Brendan Roop, who singled and was stranded on first base back in inning number one. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Brendan, when he's dialed in, he hits in bunches. So going through the lineup now the second time, they've seen Joseph King. They had planned, I noticed on their Twitter feed, they planned their 3 pitchers for today. King was the first one, but they've already gone out to the bullpen and had believe I mentioned Josh White loosening up. Don't know if they're going to go to him this early or not, but it is just a 1-0 game. But King walked a couple of guys last inning. Colt 45's got their blow in. Here's an 0-1 pitch. Good fastball inside corner. Called strike, 0-2. Certainly still looks like he has the stuff. No undersleeves on this pitcher. Some guys will wear the sleeves no matter how hot it is. But it is a sweaty day. Was a sweaty day. Change up. Oh, Roop chased that one. It's in the dirt. Catcher will complete the out at first. It is a strikeout. Second strikeout for King. And Tanner Tweet now comes to the plate. Broad-shouldered right-handed hitter. And I was just about earlier, last thing, if his brother got a triple, I was going to say just like Big Bro, because Tanner's tied for the team lead with three triples, five home runs, and four doubles in the 27 games he's played. Right-handed batter stands in and gets a good cut in. Didn't run out of his shoes, jump out of his shoes on it, but he got a good, strong cut of the fastball, just tipped it 0-1. Two down here, bottom third. Colt 45's holding a 1-0 lead. Runs are tough to come by against the pitching staff over there. And they're finding Eamon Velarde up to the task as well. 0-1 pitch. Off speed, swung on, laced towards left center. Going to fall in for a hit. So the tweets, everybody's on board. Tanner has his first hit of the night. And that'll bring up Daniel Duarte with two outs, looking to deliver some, keep this little rally vibe going. Here comes the first pitch to the right-handed batter. A good lead over at first base for Tanner. Has good speed. Off speed, it was low. Did he go? No. They were begging for that one. Catcher should not ask every time. You gotta know. And it does aggravate an umpire. Well, some umpires get aggravated by it. Now it's just part of the game. In the big leagues, you see, they don't even wait for the catcher to ask. They just ask. 1-0, runner not going. A little low and inside, 2-0. This might be a pitch to run on. If you could get Tanner in scoring position, and he has very good base-stealing ability. He's stolen 8 bases, been caught once. Measures his lead at first. Not quite as far this time. A 2-0 pitch coming to Roop. Excuse me, to Duarte. Took a big cut there. Tipped it again. Catcher held on. 2-1 the count. Daniel bounced to short to end the first. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, hit well towards left. Going back is Connor on the track. He turns, he looks, it is out of here. Daniel Duarte. Welcome back, Colt 45. Duarte returns to the club. His second season after spending time down in Florida, and launches his first homer of the summer. Does that mean you call it a homer? A homer of the summer. Well done, Daniel Duarte. It is 3-0 Colt 45.
Number 34.
That brings up Nick Horsley. Nick struck out in the second. Nick has good power, just has not materialized this summer, but he's worked very hard on his offensive game. I know his mentor, Bill Plummer, back home got that little cold I think that a lot of us have had this summer, and Billy told me he's fine, but take another day off. Hopefully you're listening. He doesn't have to listen, but I know he might be listening to the Giants. Who knows? Could be listening to the Sacramento game, but either way, hope he's feeling better. And you know, anytime Nick's up there and something good happens, it's a part of that hard work the two of them have put in together this summer. He took that pitch high and inside, and in fact, falls behind in the count, King does, to Horsley, and they're going to go ahead and make a pitching change. Mid-count. He goes 2-0 to Horsley, and Horsley's like, okay, well, I guess I won't face this guy. He'll get a chance to look at the replacement. We'll tell you who he is. This pitching change in summer collegiate baseball on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, the right-hander Josh White, another guy that'll be going to Cal, he comes in and inherits a two-ball, no-strike count facing Nick Horsley. And the right-hander is pitching his ninth game. He started five of them for them this summer. In fact, I believe he'd started more games than any of their pitchers. He's also faced more batters than any of their pitchers this summer. He has no wins or, well, I don't believe they actually, I shouldn't say has no wins or losses, because I think in their statistics they don't actually have wins and losses in there. But let's just tell you the numbers are this, 22 and two-thirds innings. He has a 3.574 ERA, which I think is very good in summer ball. In 22 and two-thirds, he's given up 23 hits, 9 earned runs, 12 walks, and 21 strikeouts. And he comes in with the bases empty, emptied by Daniel Duarte's big two-run homer. And now Horsley gets a 2-0 pitch, swings at the first one he sees, misses it 2-1. Pretty good fastball, challenged him up. Nick chased. Horsley waits now. He's a little bit not as big. I don't think not as tall as White is not as tall as King was. They list him at 6'1", 185. King was listed 6'3", 190. He's working exclusively from the stretch. Swings and misses that one, 2-2, 3-2 now. It's one thing that they do have. The Puff Caps have arms, and they use them. Many of their guys are top two-way players. Here comes payoff. Change up inside, ball four. And that brings up Bryce Tweet. That's right. If you just joined us, the Tweet Twins have joined Big Brother Tanner in the lineup tonight, the Red Dwarf High School Stars. Bryce will be heading to Nevada, Reno. No, we're not sure where Blake is going to go yet. Could be Nevada. You never know. Could be somewhere else. Hard hit bouncer up the middle, but the second baseman is able to flip it over to the shortstop and just get Nick Horsley sliding in. A good quick flip by their second baseman, Kasevich, to Brigman, and that'll end the inning. So Colt 45s have to settle for the two they get, and they came via the long ball. A two-run homer by Daniel Duarte. Two hits, no one man left on base, and we go to the top of the fourth, Colt 45s and Eamon Velarde with a 3-0 lead on KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
So the Capitalists getting their third look in the lineup at Eamon Velarde. Caden Connor will lead it off, left-handed batter. Second look at him, I'm sorry. Second time through the lineup. He singled and stole a base in the first. 6'1", 175-pounder. He'll be going to Cal State Fullerton. Went to Orange Lutheran. Orange Lutheran, a powerhouse private school, Christian private school in Orange County. They started out when I used to do games for the Orange County News Channel. They were a small division, but that's changed. They've gotten bigger. They're in. He lives in Anaheim Hills. That's the Trinity League. And they were at one point ranked number one in the country last year. You know, second team all Orange County. I mean, that's Orange County, California. First or second team, it's good. A lot of talent. Here comes a 2-0 pitch. Takes that one on the outside corner from Velarde, 2-1. Eamon has not fallen behind that many hitters tonight, so. The big right-handers looked good. Again, this is one of those nights where it's so sticky and it's been so hot today. You just hope that, you know, you don't run out of gas in a hurry. Yeah, boy, that good breaking ball, just a little low. Connor, I don't think he would have swung at it if it was called a strike. It would have been a tough one to hit. The count's now 3-1. Eamon has not gone that to three-ball counts more than a couple of times tonight, if any. Fastball swung on, missed. 3-2. Daniel Duarte sticks the glove out, points at him. That's what we wanted. You hit the mitt. Good job. The big right-hander has the payoff pitch coming now. And the 3-2 pitch. Bouncing ball hit towards short. Roop had him played perfectly. Fields and throws out number one. That'll bring up Mac Bingham. They're three-hole hitter. He struck out in the first. Velarde's thrown 40 pitches now, which is a good number. Bingham, right-handed batter. One for five, I believe, last night. Here's the pitch swung on. Slow roller up the middle. It'll get through for a base hit. It had eyes. So that's the third hit off of Velarde. All singles. They've had a base runner in each inning, but the last two innings, 5-4-3 double plays has limited them to the minimum. Here's the big guy, Aaron Roberts. You'd rather face him with the bases empty. So power on power here. Let's see what Velarde brings him. He struck Roberts out in the first. My understanding is he was... I have several guys who was drafted. My understanding is he was drafted and by the Yankees, I believe... Misses out and took a big, he's got a good quick, he has good quick bat speed for a big guy launching home runs. Good bat speed. actually, I believe it was his father came over last night, so they must family must be over from Vegas. Not that you know, it's not a big drive, right? If you live in Reading, more than one of you have driven over there. It is a big drive. Hit sharply left side, but foul, just about a foot left to the bag. So out in front, 0-2. That's the Velarde we know. Bingham at first. Decent lead. He's not going anywhere right here. Off speed in the dirt. Tried to get Roberts to chase one, but he didn't. One and two the count. From the stretch, more of a slide step there. That was a pretty good-looking fastball. It just missed outside. I mean, Duarte didn't try to sell it too much, but it was designed to try to get the big hitter to chase it. He's got pretty good reach, though. Runner is going here in the dirt. Still a good throw and just a little bit behind, but Duarte came up firing. Good quick release. Really, that was a case, I think, of Bingham stealing on the pitcher. So they have a man in scoring position now in a 3-2 count. So that takes the double play out of the equation, Nissen. And they're just trying to manufacture something here. Roberts bouncing ball towards third, fair. Fielded by Kodama on the big hop. Good throw, good run. They get him at first, and the runner does head over towards third base. So he'll be safe at third. They now have a man at third and two outs. For Roberts, it goes down in the books as a 5-3. Bingham moves to third on the throw. That'll bring up Dalton Bowling. Last night he had a hit in the seventh inning. Was hit by a pitch and scored. That's about it. First pitch to him inside. Singled in the second, was erased by double play. One of two turned behind Eamon Velarde so far tonight. 1-0 pitch. Swung on, bouncing ball hit towards short in the hole, just out of the reach of Brendan Roof for a base hit. So they're on the board. The Puff Caps cut the Colt 45's lead to 3-1. And that'll bring Devereaux Harrison to the plate. He struck out in the second. Harrison wears a black sweatband on his left hand, left arm, forearm. Black bat with white tape on the handle. The big guy at first base bowling. First pitch to Harrison is over for a strike. Bowling has stolen a couple of bases this year. He's going. Velarde didn't even look at him. Changeup called, strike two. I mean, he was three steps gone before Velarde could have just stepped off. But Duarte just kept him concentrated. The curveball was called, strike two. We'll see if that hurts him or not. Here's the 0-2. There's another changeup called, strike three. Inside corner, he was looking for something else. Didn't see that one coming. And a big strikeout for Eamon Velarde. That is strikeout number six of the game for the big right-hander. Comes at a good time. The Puff Caps get one run on two singles. They leave a man on base. And we'll head to the bottom of the fourth. The Colt 45s leading 3-1 on KCNR.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Leading off for the Colt 45's here in the fourth inning is Blake Tweet. He just joined us. The Tweet twins joined their older brother, Tanner, for the duration of this summer season for the Colt 45's. So Blake comes up to hit, and he had an RBI double in the second. He tried to turn a triple, but just stumbled a little going over second, and he was out by that much on the throw to third. They could hear Baron Browning's call introduction of Tweet all the way in Red Bluff just now over the loudspeaker. First pitch to him, slow roller towards third. Harrison Fields, good speed getting down the line, but he's out by a step and a half for out number one. Connor McCoy now to the plate. Connor walked in the second, and he was stranded there. McCoy, a right-handed hitter out of Anderson. I said earlier Cottonwood. I stand corrected. He'll be going to Shasta College. He went to American Christian Academy. He's an incoming freshman at Shasta. First pitch to him. Fastball up, 1-0 from Josh White, the second pitcher, second Cal signee, in fact, to pitch tonight for the Pacific Union Financial Capitalists. With puff caps, as they are known. Misses inside. Here comes a 2-0 pitch now to the right-handed batting McCoy. That one's a nice strike over fastball, outside corner. Top of the order, Peyton Edwards on deck. Here comes a 2-1. That misses, 3-1. Colt 45s have had base runners each inning. They scored one in the second on Blake Tweet's RBI double and two in the third. And now they get another base runner, Connor McCoy. He draws the walk. So McCoy goes down to first, good speed. And it brings up Peyton Edwards. Peyton's 0 for 2 tonight. Long fly out. Actually, I believe it's a foul out to right field to end the second inning. Grounded to third in the first. Bouncer right back up the middle. Pitcher pounces on it, knocks it down, chases it down, and throws Peyton out at first. Well played by White. It'll be 1-3 in your scorebook for the second out of the inning. McCoy moves over to second. So now Julian Kadama to the plate. Kadama's 1-for-2. Two white batting gloves and the black bat stands up tall. Bat is a slightly closed stance when he starts. Holds the bat high and then makes a step in, takes a pitch over for a strike, 0-1. Tips the point of home plate to one closest to the catcher, then drags it to the inside corner as he habitually does before each pitch. Now ready, 0-1. Breaking ball, plate bouncer foul, 0-2. Nobody throwing in their bullpen. Colt 45's pen is also quiet. A little more cloudy tonight. It is still fire season, of course. We know that there are fires burning in southern Oregon. And, of course, we're all watching them and, you know, thinking thoughts of extinction, getting it extinguished. Bouncing ball hit towards second, and he hurries his throw, throws it away. McCoy's going to come in to score, and Kodama will be safe. I shouldn't have said the word extinction. Excuse me, I meant extinguish. I'm thinking of quick fires going out, all the hard work being done by those folks, but I think you know what I meant. So the Colt 45s have another run across. McCoy scores. Good hustle for Connor, man. He flies, doesn't he? It'll be an error on the second baseman. That's the first one committed tonight. Now Brendan Roop would like to keep it alive. He's one for two, singled in the first. He chased a breaking ball in the dirt in the third to strike out. Could have a good lead. Might be thinking about it. Fastball up. Josh White came in and got a ground out to end the third after walking Horsley. He didn't get credit, he didn't get charged with the walk because he replaced King with a 2-0 count. So King would get the walk.
Oh, that is a window.
That one fouled back and it hit a car window, I guess. Oh, ouch. And Baron Branning serious. Yep, somebody Subaru got hit in the window. That's why we have insurance. Here's a 1-0 pitch to Brendan, a 1-1 pitch, excuse me, to Brendan Roop. Good lead at first. Throw back. Kodama had to dive and get dirty. So he had him sized up. He'll see if he takes that stretch again. Yeah, he's same lead, same dive back. He almost got him that time again. Almost doesn't count, though, right? So here comes a 1-1 pitch. Let's see if Kodama's just bluffing. He's not going. Swung on, flared right side, into right field for a hit. Kodama's going to chug down over to third. The throw to third base is on the money, and he is out of there. Wow, Brigman just showed off a cannon out and right. It wasn't hit that deep, but Kodama can move, and he's thrown out to end the inning 9-5 in your scorebook. Wow, Roop's single leaves him on base. So one run, one hit, one error, one man left on base. We'll go now to the top of the fifth, Colt 45 to the 4-1 lead. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Eamon Velarde has a 4-1 lead entering the fifth. He'll face the 7-8-9 spots in the Pacific Union Financial Capitalist order. Dawson Brigman, Ethan Cloyd, and Josh Kasevich do up. Dawson hit into the double play to end the second. Lights, of course, are on. I didn't mention that earlier. Did mention the cloudy haze, but still, I think that's probably just what's making it feel a little bit thicker in the air tonight. But not too thick to get a home run. Daniel Duarte did that. Currently, Colt 45s with a 4-1 lead. First pitch from Velarde is over for a strike. Breaking ball, that one in the dirt. Colt 45s, four runs, six hits, and one error. It was a tough one. Horsley made a nice play, but rushed his throw over there at first base to a covering Velarde. And the Puff Caps, one run, four hits, and one error. Amon's thrown 56 pitches, 42 for strikes. That is excellent. 3-1. 3-1 ratio. That is an excellent ball strike ratio. Off speed on the 1-2 pitch, struck him out for strikeout number 7, I think. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for Amon Velarde. Not his season high. That's 10 back early in the season. I think his first start, in fact. That'll bring up Ethan Cloyd now. Cloyd was a strikeout victim in the third. Tomorrow night, we'll get a chance to see the kid, Peter Kronowski, make the Sunday start. Looking forward to that. Velarde now facing Cloyd, and he hits it hard towards third, but Kodama fields, throws, and gets him. Cloyd hustling down that line for out number two. Josh Kosevich now comes to the plate, reached on that error. He hit a ball, nice flare, tried to get it in the hole. Horsley was able to go to his right, backhand it, knock it down, but then he kind of went down to a knee. And he rushed his throw from there, overhand, to a covering Velarde, and it was just a little behind him. So Kosevich, good job of hitting, but also I think it was Horsley ranged pretty well. He's playing him pretty well off the line this time. One oh pitch to Kosevich, first one missed, and there's a fastball now over 1-1. One delivery. Curveball swung on, hit towards center. Coming in is Tweet for out number three. See how I did that? All I had to do was say Tweet. I didn't know which one it was. It actually was Bryce Tweet. Having some fun with that. That's out number three. So a true 1-2-3 inning, first of the night for Amon Velarde. We go to the bottom of the fifth, looking for insurance. Colt 45's up 4-1 on the Pacific Union Financial Capitalists. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Life is about what you put into it. It's also about what you leave out. That's why we serve ham with no antibiotics, ever. Wholesome by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Go big or go home. What kind of choice is that? Go big and stay home with Jersey Mike's, delivered by Uber Eats. Having it all by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Reading on top of the Pacific Union Financial Capitalists, 4-1, bottom five. It'll be the 4-5-6 hitters, Tanner Tweet, Daniel Duarte, and Nick Horsley. To start it off, we're ready. In addition to Caltrans Night and honoring them and the fundraising and the softball game they had, also another VIP group out in the Third Base Club Pavilion tonight, the folks from Premier Oil Change. Every oil change comes with a free car wash there, and they're located in Palisadero and on Lake Boulevard in Redding. Home of the Friendly Oil Change, fastest car wash in Redding, and our guest tonight in the VIP club, Third Base Club, VIP Pavilion here at Tiger Field. That one fouled back. It's a leadoff hitter Tweet. Quickly behind in the count to Josh White, the second pitcher of the night for the Caps. He just cannot decide what pitch he wants to throw, and Tanner Tweet says, you know, I think you had enough time. He asks to take a moment out of the box. So he does. He steps back. Now he's ready. I'm assuming Josh White knows what pitch he wants to throw. From the wind, he has a pretty big, pretty high leg kick, knee first, not foot first. But he gets his knee up high. Good deception from his wind. He came in from the stretch, so we only saw him throw from the wind up to a couple of batters last inning. Here's the 1-1. Off speed, swung on, fouled left side, 1-2. Tweed standing in. One for two tonight. Scored on Duarte's homer in the third after singling. Oh, that was a called strike three. I was just about to say, boy, he wishes he would have swung at that one. It looked like it might have hung on the outside corner, or it was just a good changeup. Either way, Tanner was looking for something else. Called third strike. First strikeout for Josh White. And it brings up Daniel Duarte, who homered his last time up. His first homer, did it twice, his first homer of the summer for the Colt 45s. A ball and no strikes to pitch. As Duarte watches the first one. And it was a no-doubter to left field. And he's not bothered by the heat. He has compression sleeves on both arms. Steps out. Actually, he has one on the right arm. It's just a longer sleeve on the left. Most guys like to wear them on their throwing arms. And even if you're an old guy like me, it does keep some of the pain off. There's a curveball over for a strike. Different than the one that Tweet watched, and that one actually curved. Not ripping on White. I'm just saying I think he hung that one to Tweet, which is why he was frustrated. 1-1, took a look at it, thought about swinging, but held back. Duarte showing good bat speed with the team. Played with them last year as well. Kind of been a nice stabilizing addition here in the latter stages of the season. That one's fouled back 2-2. Nobody thrown in their pen yet, so I'm guessing they want to get another couple of innings out of White. He's been a starter for them all summer. And that one is a ball, 3-2 now the count. And if Twitter is any indication, I'll be able to tell you who their next pitcher is going to be. Here comes a payoff to Duarte with one out. Change up, bounce it up there, ball four. So I guess he got the attention of the Puff Caps when he homered last time. That'll bring up Nick Horsley playing first base tonight. He walked in the third, struck out in the second. Yeah, they had mentioned their three scheduled pitches. I noticed that they're posting on their Twitter account. Not really posting the good stuff that the Colt 45s are posting. Are doing, excuse me. They just, I guess they did. First pitch to the right hand and hitting Horsley is strike, 0-1. Their third pitch is, I believe, going to be Devereaux Harrison. That one in the dirt, 1-1. Oh, excuse me, he did chase it, 0-2 now. I believe Harrison's scheduled to be their third hitter tonight, their third pitcher. They've shown some signs of sending some guys out there, but I don't think they're worried too much about why he's been getting out in front. He felt only to Duarte did he get in trouble. That's a good strike on 0-2 over for a called strike three. Boy, he zipped a good fastball in on Horsley. That'll bring up Bryce Tweet, the left-handed hitting twin in his first game of the Colt 45s tonight. Walked and scored on his brother's double in the second. and he grounded out in the third. So he's officially 0 for 1, looking for his first Colt 45s hit. More of a close stance as he stands in there. High plate bouncer, going to be trouble. White fields it, throws it, but he got him? Oh, my, there's no replay in summer collegiate baseball, but I would differ. And there's nothing you can do about it. I think he beat it out, but he's called out 1-3. What great speed getting down the line for Bryce Tweet. All right, no runs, no hits and error, no errors, excuse me. A man left on base. We go to the bottom half, the top half of inning number 6. Velarde right back out there to go to work. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Colt 45's 4-1. We're in the top half of inning number 6. And the top of their order for the Puff Caps coming up, due up to face Coleman, to face Eamon Velarde. He's pitching well. Lead off hitter, the Coleman Brigman, 0 for 2 tonight, struck out in the first, hit into a 5-4-3 double play to end the third. So this is the right-handed batter's third look at the big righty out of Wairika. First pitch, bounced over the mound. Does anybody have a play on it? Fielded and thrown over to first by McCoy, but he couldn't get him. Their only chance was really if Velarde, with his ample height, could have been able to get to it, but it just bounced too high over his head. So it's an infield hit. And Caden Connor will come to the plate now, and he's a left-handed batter. So they've had one leadoff hitter on tonight. That was in the second when Bowling led off with a single, but he got a strikeout and a double play to get out of that one. Brigman has good speed. One of the two Brigmans on this team. First pitch to the batter, Connor, is over for a strike. He singled and stole a base in the first. He's 1-for-2 after grounding to short to start the fourth. Left-handed batter standing in. Pretty decent lead. Velarde looks at him. It swung on, popped towards center field. Fairly shallow. Fielded there. And the catch is made by Tweet out in center. Bryce squeezes it. And that'll bring up Mac Bingham. Singled, stole second, and eventually scored, went to third on a ground out, and then eventually scored on Dalton Bowling's RBI single. That's their lone run in this game. One down, man on first. Runner is going, fastball, throw down. It'll one hop in there, and you won't get him. He stole that one on Velarde. It wasn't a horrible throw, but I didn't think he had a chance to get him. That's the fourth stolen base. Amon's He's not exerting a lot of energy trying to keep the runners close. Don't know if that's just part of the strategy, if he's just wanting to focus on hitters. It hasn't hurt him yet. There's a breaking ball. It's in the dirt, but blocked nicely by Duarte. Caps had a bunch of people drafted this year. A couple of them still on this roster, including Aaron Roberts, who hit that big home run. And to correct myself, he was drafted by the Red Sox, not the Yankees. But he's still here, hadn't signed. Foul back, out of play. They have five guys at least that were playing on their team that did sign. Will Bartlett was picked in the ninth round by the Indians. He signed. Ryan Harvey from UCSB signed, apparently. Not sure who picked him. Connor Betchler, switch hitting outfielder from Oklahoma, and that one gets in the dirt. Runner going to scoot over to third base. That'd be a wild pitch. He was he signed with the Giants. He was picked in the 27th round. Colin Barber, an Oregon signee, was a fourth-round pick by the Astros, so he signed. Here's the 2-2. Swung on, pop out of play, right side, foul. And Hunter Bryan, out of Fresno State, also apparently signed. He, with the Rangers, he was a 31st-round pick. A couple of the guys that are still on their roster. Octavio Corona may have also signed recently. He was picked by the Blue Jays in the 39th round. They scratched him from their roster. But Mac Bingham, who's here, was drafted by the Cubs. And Jake Correll, Ryan Vanderhe, all drafted. That one's a strike three, so a big strikeout for Eamon Velarde. But you get the point. We've got a lot of guys that a lot of folks think are, and this is one of them, Aaron Roberts, Nevada Player of the Year in high school, picked by, in the 15th round by the Red Sox. My understanding is they may have been looking at him as a, primarily, they want him to pitch. I think he wants to play in the field. That pitch is over for a strike. And I know nothing about this, but I'm just thinking it's kind of fun that he was drafted by the Red Sox, but lists his favorite team as the New York Yankees. 0-1 pitch, fouled that one off his foot. 0-2, but he's fine. I don't think it actually did hit his foot. He's not showing any signs if it did. Had a couple of big hits last night, including a big fly. He's 0-2 tonight. Runner is at third, but two are down. Some scurrying out in the bullpen for the Colt 45s. Here's the 0-2 in the dirt, 1-2. Robert struck out in the first to end that inning with a man in scoring position, and then in the fourth, grounded out to third base, moving a runner over to third. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Velarde's fastball tried to get him to go up the ladder. He wasn't biting. And the count now 2-2. The big right-hander rocks, working the wind here. Breaking ball swung on, laced down the left field line. It's a fair ball. The run will score. Roberts rounding first, but he's going to hold there as Tweet got it in a hurry. In left field, well played by Blake. But it's an RBI single for Aaron Roberts. I guess you can't keep a good hitter down all night, that's for sure. So it's now 4-2. And things getting a little bit quicker out in that bullpen now for the Colt 45s. Bowling's been trouble tonight. He has two singles against Velarde. Swung on, foul back, first pitch over first base side into the parking lot. Eamon now with 77 pitches. Not anywhere near as high. The very first game of the year, I think he topped 100. No balls and a strike. Breaking ball low. Runner delayed steal and no throw. Stolen base for Roberts. Again, Velarde not paying a lot of attention. It certainly that man that just scored on the RBI single by Roberts, you know, he took liberties. Velarde didn't really pay much attention to him, and he stole a base, and then he wild pitched him over, making it easy for him to score on the hard hit ball into the corner by Roberts. Here's the 1-1 over for a strike. Ah, the Geese are making their second flyby of the night. That's why you wear ball caps in the outfield. You don't want to get any deliveries from the flock of geese. 1-2 pitch coming. See what Amon gives. It's a fastball. Ooh, didn't miss by much. 2-2. Hasn't gotten bowling out tonight, so right in a batter, pretty close to home plate with his back foot, slightly open stance, so he closes it when he swings a little bit. Oh, he took a big cut, fouled that one back. I mean, that was not a two-strike cut. That was a launch angle cut. 2-2 pitch. 2-2, two out, man on second. On the right-handed hitting, Dalton Bowling gets a moment to tighten his batting gloves as the umpire gets a new supply of baseballs. Two-two. Velarde fastball foul. That one back. So it went mano a mano. And those dads here, I see him like any pop watching his son pitch. He's kind of trying to hide behind the next to the grandstand. Got a perfect view, but not in a place where his son would see him, right? You know, they make the drive from Wairika when they know Amon's playing. They've been big fans, of course. He's been fun to watch. Quite a personality, but he's tough on the hill. He's had a good summer. Here comes the 2-2. Here's a big pitch. Big pitch in this game, I think. Fastball bounced towards third. Kodama fields, throws, got him. Inning over. So the Puff Caps get one on two hits. They leave a man in scoring position. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Colt 45's holding a 4-2 lead. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Bottom six, Colt 45's need to get some insurance. Facing the right-hander Josh White. Leading a long way from winning 4-2. Here in the bottom of the sixth, it'll be Blake Tweet, Connor McCoy, and Peyton Edwards. A little bit of Red Bluff and a little bit of Anderson in there. Tweet from Red Bluff, McCoy from Anderson, and Edwards from Red Bluff as well will be batting to face White. Nobody in their bullpen. Colt 45s have a little action going. I'm not sure who's throwing out there. I believe it is the big guy, Jeff Cross, based on height alone. No balls and a strike. Tweet takes this one high for a ball, 1-1. Now they have somebody heading out to the bullpen. But he may just be getting loose for defensive purposes as well. They made a bunch of changes yesterday late, so get more guys in. 1-1. That one fouled off. Count now 1-2 on Blake Tweet, who drove in the game's first run in the second, an RBI double. He's tried to stretch it into a triple, but got gunned down. Their right fielder, Brigman, has been impressive. He's had a couple of really strong throws tonight. Here's a 1-2. Swung on, sawed off bat. Third baseman catches the bloop for out number one. So broken bat. Darn it. But that'll go right into the